Northeast Mississippi Community College proudly presents the longest-running community college podcast in the state of Mississippi, Tiger Talk. Tune in each week as Northeast President Dr. Ricky Ford talks about all things Northeast, from academics to career and tech to workforce and all things in between. It's Tiger Talk. And now, Northeast President Dr. Ricky G. Ford.
Hey everyone, welcome to this week's episode of Tiger Talk with President Dr. Ricky Ford and myself, Liz Calvary. We can't wait to share with you all of the amazing things going on at Northeast Mississippi Community College. President Ford, this Thursday we will be hosting our annual Tiger Tent Retreat from 4:30 to 6 on the Ramsey Lawn. Events like this bring families and the community members from all over to our campus. Why do you think it's so important for Northeast to host events like this that bring our entire community together?
Things that this provides an opportunity for us to do. First and foremost, it provides an opportunity for community engagement. So events like the Tiger Tent Retreat, it provides an opportunity for Northeast to engage with the local community, build and work on stronger relationships that we always try to build. And it shows that Northeast values its community members beyond just academics and schoolwork, athletics and sports and those type of things. But it allows us an opportunity to engage the community and let them be a part of the college. It also creates a sense of belonging. Hosting events like this brings the entire community together. It helps create, as I said, a sense of belonging and unity among residents of our communities, our students, our faculty, and also our staff. It fosters a positive environment where people feel connected and they're part of a larger community. It also promotes inclusivity. Events like this Tiger Tent Retreat are inclusive and welcoming to all members of the community, regardless of age, background, or affiliation with the college. It promotes a spirit of togetherness and inclusivity. Anyone in the community is welcome to come to Northeast and view the campus, come by the president's office, visit with the president if they so choose to do that. It also encourages social interaction. You know, in today's society, after going through COVID and people were isolated, I can see people now beginning to come out of that isolation aspect of their lives and start interacting with people. And events like this that brings people together in a casual and kind of a fun setting. This encourages this social reaction that I'm talking about and creates connections to be made. There's folks in this community that I don't know. There are folks in this community that a lot of other people don't know. So it gives us an opportunity to come out and to meet the people and the friends in our community, to meet new people, to make friends and strengthen social bonds within the community. So once we're all together and we're all going in the pulling and pushing in the same direction, we can get a lot more accomplished. It also enhances our campus culture. Hosting community events like this helps to enhance the campus culture and it creates a vibrant and very lively atmosphere. It contributes to a positive image of Northeast and it reinforces our role as a hub for community engagement and interactions. And, you know, by hosting these events, Northeast demonstrates its commitment to building a strong and connected community, fostering relationships and promoting a sense of togetherness among all of its members. And as everyone knows, we serve 5 counties in Northeast Mississippi, Alcorn, Tippah County, Union County, Prentice County, and Tishomingo County. We encourage people from our surrounding counties and surrounding communities. They're welcome to come in, enjoy a tailgating meal, and then enjoy the football game also. So we're trying to create a community atmosphere where all the community is welcome. So we'll continue to host these events.
Now, as everyone's favorite part of the week, can you give us an update on the Northeast news?
October the 29th, we will have Student Success Workshop entitled Unlocking AI at 12 p.m. On October the 30th, we have Tiger Town Tent Retreat that I talked about a while ago, beginning at 4:30 p.m. on Ramsey Lawn. And then we have the Tiger Town Tailgate, which will be a part of that. And then we have Tigers versus Colleen kickoff scheduled for 6:30 p.m. at Tiger Stadium. Contractors have been working with Mississippi Hall on repainting the lobby and the walls and redoing the carpet in the lounge. We're very, very busy in our admissions and recruiting office. We're having college and career programs. We've had 11 in total. CTE and health science presentations at local high schools. We have individual campus visits. We have 2 Northeast Now events for local high school juniors. And we have senior presentations at local high schools. We're 2 months into going live with our new application, which is online. Beginning November the 1st, we will only be receiving electronic application on all of our campuses. We're utilizing iPads in our office for students to use to apply. All in-district high schools completed electronic applications on senior day visits this fall. We are completing file checks for fall 2025, entering spring and fall 2026 applications already. So we're already beginning a strong push on enrollment for the 26 fall semester. We're processing late graduate applications for December graduation. We're meeting among the staff and thinking through additional ways to automate our processes within all of our offices. Some facility operations update. A softball complex was selected as the National Fast Pitch Coaches Association Field of the Year. So we're very proud of that, to be recognized on a national level with our softball and baseball complex in the country. Our landscaping staff has been planting flowers this week in all of our flower beds. Thankful for our landscaping staff who do an amazing job keeping our campus looking good. Spreading out mums throughout the campus was a great idea. And also a shout out to our director of our landscaping crew, Heath Robinson, for his great leadership there. And we're in very, very good shape with that. In New Albany, we have POs to begin work on the vinyl soft fit work at the Wynn Job Center building. Hooker Construction will be doing that work. Vinyl Arnold, we will be doing some painting work in the gym this next week, getting ready for basketball season to start. We have many, many high schools in our area visiting our CTE programs. We're visiting a lot of our high schools and speaking to the CTE classes and senior classes about all the opportunities in CTE. We have Potts Camp High School will be touring our CTE programs. We have some of our staff who's speaking at various high schools throughout our district. The workforce team is meeting to discuss the workforce projects, income, and the physical coordination. So we have a lot of paperwork to do as far as the workforce projects and the monies that we spend through Accelerate Mississippi. Thrasher High School will be touring our CTE programs this coming Wednesday. We're proud to say that we're hosting Fossil Friday. We did this for 2 weeks in a row. Doug Flurry is a scientist who does the workshops. He provides all the materials for us. So it's been a great experience for third graders to come by and be a part of the Fossil Friday, looking at the different fossils that we can find from this area. We've completed active shooter training for all employees last Friday. We actually did presentation to Northern Virginia Community College, expounding on the idea of AI in the classroom and also for their Fall Professional Development Day. Congratulations to our FFA chapter. It's competing against the West and North regions for the Premier Chapter of the Year. It's a national award. So we're one of three FFA chapters now, which will be recognized as the national champion there. We're regional chapter of the South right now. That final announcement will be October 31st in Indianapolis at the National FFA Convention and Expo. A lot of stuff going on in athletics. Football pieced together a complete performance on offense and defense and special teams to defeat our arch rival, Itawamba Community College in Fulton, by a score of 41-14. Go Tigers! Our Tigers are now 5-3 on the season, going into their final regular season game. That will be Thursday night at 6:30 p.m. kickoff against Kapiah Lincoln Community College. Volleyball went 3-1 last week with a road conference loss at Mississippi Gulf Coast before defeating Southwest at home 3-0, picking up wins over Northwest Shoals and Reed State at the Volleyball Round Robin hosted by ICC. Men's golf stepped outside of conference play and carded a 9th place result at Delta State's Daryl Foreman Invitational at Cleveland Country Club. Freshman Olaf Bale finished in a tie for 11th place to lead her Tigers individually. Cross country competed against NJCAA members from Alabama, Georgia, and Mississippi at the Region Championship. On Friday in Huntsville, Alabama, our Lady Tigers and Tigers both finished as a runner-up as Mississippi entries behind Meridian. In addition, Sunshine Fulgham was the individual Region 23 runner-up with a time of 21 minutes in the 5K. Volleyball completes its regular season on Monday by visiting Northwest at 6 p.m. They will be the number 7 seed in the upcoming NJCAA Region 23 tournament, which begins on Wednesday. Football concludes its regular season on Thursday, as I mentioned a moment ago, hosting Kapiah Lincoln in a non-division game. Kickoff is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Fans are encouraged to wear pink, as this will be our breast cancer awareness night and will be a pink out night. It will also be our alumni band reunion night. Women's golf returns to action to complete in the Jefferson State Fall Invitational at Musgrove Country Club in Jasper, Alabama. Men's golf plays back-to-back weeks for the first time this season. They head down to the coast to participate in the Charles Cooper Classic with 3 rounds from Monday through Tuesday. The NEMCC TV broadcast this week, Monday, October the 27th, we got volleyball at Northwest. Wednesday, we've got volleyball NJC Region 23 quarterfinals. Thursday, October the 30th, football was at Kapaa Lincoln at 6:30 p.m. Saturday, November the 1st, we got men's basketball at Marion Military at 3 p.m. Saturday, November the 1st, we got women's basketball versus Roan State at 3:30 p.m. on the Gold Channel. And then Sunday, November the 2nd, women's basketball at Walter State at 3 p.m. on the Gold Channel. NEMCC's adult education will hold orientation for all campuses, day and night classes on Monday, November the 3rd at 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. Adult education students wishing to begin the two-week ACE program at Northeast at Corinth. They begin classes today. On Friday, Northeast hosted the second annual NEMC Welcome Back Tournament. We had 8 teams compete, 2 teams from Northeast and 6 teams from Alabama. And this is for the 6 teams that competed in 2024. Jefferson State was number 1. Northwest Shoals was number 2. Northeast Team A finished at number 5, 6-4. And Northeast B team finished at 2-8. We had 29 students compete in the tournament, including their coaches. We hosted 50 people. Northeast had 3 students score high enough points to place in the top 10 of the individual performances. So we want to say congratulations to our Scholars Bowl team that competed and represented Northeast very well. Again, that's a list of things, a lot of things happening on Northeast Mississippi Community College campus, which I consider to be the premier institution in the United States. And again, thank you for our tremendous employees that do such a tremendous job with such passion and energy and serving the students of Northeast Mississippi and the state of Mississippi. And thank you so much to all of our employees. And again, ladies and gentlemen, as always, let's go Tigers!
Thank you for listening to this week's Tiger Talk podcast. If you or someone you know wants to further their education through academics, career and technical programs, or even continuing education and workforce, give Northeast a call at 1-800-555-2154. Tiger Talk is brought to you by Northeast Mississippi Community College. For more information about Northeast, visit www.nemcc.edu or follow the college on various social media platforms such as Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok.